We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchas Gittin, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Chaf. We were speaking about the topic of tshuva, and again, this halacha is based on chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about two levels of sechel. He speaks about sichli im protim and a sechel hakoilel. The Zohar HaKodesh tells us Kulhu b'machshava is bariru, that everything gets fixed, gets sorted out in machshava, that the tikkun for everything can be achieved in machshava. And in machshava, there's two levels. There's sichli im protim, there's detailed sechel, there's specific sechel, a particular mitzvah, a particular piece of advice, a particular piece of knowledge. And there's a seichel hakoilel. There's an incredible high-level seichel that is so high that all the sichli and protium receive from there. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran speaks about the fact that when a person wants to repair, when a person wants to fix damage that they caused through sins, through mistakes, etc., or they want to be mamtik dinim, they want to eliminate harsh judgments, things like that, one of the most important ways to do it is through seichel, through the sichli and protein, and through the seichel hakoilel. And we're going to see in today's discussion, let's start. Paragraph Chof, v'zehu mashikosu batoiranal, and this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, sheyesh shtei bechinois hamtokois, that there are two types of hamtokas hadinim, of sweetening din, eliminating judgments, harshness, problems. Dehainu al yidei sechel haproti v'yidei sechel hakoilel. One way is through individual solutions, like individual sichliim, and the other way is going up to the top, to the sechel hakoilel, and drawing a solution from there. Umasik. And Rabbeinu Zal concludes over there in Likutei Moran, she'ikar ha-hamtoko al yedei ha-seichel ha-koilel, that the real solution is through the seichel ha-koilel, through that higher level seichel. You know why? Ki afilu kishemamtikim al yedei b'chinas ha-seichel ha-proti, because even when we go to the seichel ha-proti to solve problems, it's impossible for the Sechel HaProti to resolve the problem without the Sechel HaProti receiving from the Sechel HaKoilel. That's one reason. And number two, Vegam Yefshir Lahamtik Al Yidei HaSechel HaProti Kiim Oisoi HaTzimtzum Vadin HaShayach Loi. And also, the fact that when you're dealing with the Sechel HaProti, it can only solve a very specific problem. It can only deal with this specific issue. Aval al yidei ha-seichel ha-koilel, whereas if you're dealing with the seichel ha-koilel, yecholin lahamtik ha-koil. You can solve all problems. We know, lahavdil, this comes up when dealing with doctors, when dealing with people that fix things. Once upon a time, you used to have doctors where if a person was sick, they went to the doctor, and the doctor would go through a series of tests, 5 tests, 50 tests, 100 tests, until the doctor would diagnose the problem, and it could be one of 1,000 things, let's say, and as long as it was within one of those 1,000 areas, the standard educated doctor who went through a full education to become a doctor was able to address those 1,000 things. Today, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm not a doctor and I don't visit doctors often enough to say that I'm very well versed in this field, but the general feeling that I get and that I hear from people, today you go to a doctor and 9 out of 10 times he says, I don't deal with this. Go see this one, go see that one. What do you mean? Aren't you a doctor? Yes, yeah, of course I'm a doctor, but I'm an orthopedist, or I'm a this, and I'm a this. And within orthopedics, there are 20 different categories, and I'm a cherry vanilla orthopedist. And your thing is not cherry vanilla. Your thing is just vanilla. So obviously I don't deal with this. You have to go next door, upstairs, across the river, wherever it is, to find the person. This concept of people who specialize in very specific things and therefore can only address a very small arena of issues versus the concept of a person who's a kolboy, a person who's a know-it-all, a person, you know, who's able to address 99 or 100% of the issues that come up. So Rav Nosson Zal says, now, Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal presents both of these issues, the Sechel HaProti, the Sechel HaKoilel, and Rabbeinu Zal says that usually the best thing is the Sechel HaKoilel for two reasons. Number one, because even if you go to the Sechel HaProti can only do its thing if it's well connected to the Sechel HaKoilel. So in actuality, even when you're dealing with the Sechel HaProti, you're dealing with the Sechel HaKoilel. And number two, the fact that the Sechel HaProti is so limited in how many things it can only resolve one specific issue. It has a serial number on it, and the problem has to have a matching serial number on it for it to be able to address it. So Rav Nosson Zal says, looking at what Rabbeinu Zal says there in Likutei Moran, Vimkein, if that's the case, L'choyre Koshe, there seems to be a question. Imkein, Yamtiku Lo'ilam Alidei HaSechel HaKloli Bi'atzmoi. It would seem that we should pretty much ignore the Sechel HaProti and always try to draw our solutions from the Sechel HaKloli, Sheyesh Loi Koyach Yoiser, which has much more ability, Lahamtik HaKoil, to resolve anything and everything, Behamtoko Yesera, with a much more powerful solution. Why bother dealing with the Sechel HaProti at all? Trying to solve a problem using Sechel HaProti. Since you're telling me that even if I do go to the Sechel HaProti, it can only be effective if it's receiving and plugged into the Sechel HaKloli. So why bother? Why deal with the Sechel HaProti at all? So Rav Nosson Zal says, the answer is, I'll tell you very clearly now why. Achal pi anal, but based on what I explained earlier, nicha heitev, you'll be able to understand very well why we need both. Ki eifsher lahamtik al yedei ha-sechel ha-kloli b'chol eis. Because the sechel ha-kloli is not available most of the time. Most of the time, the sechel ha-kloli is inaccessible and unavailable. Why? Machmas ribui oir. Because it would be too much light to address 99% of the issues, of the problems that people have. The Sechel HaKloli is way too big. Most people who need money, they go into a bank, they go to the bank teller. They don't go to the bank manager, or they don't say, can I speak to the chairman of the board? I'd like to speak to Mr. Safra. I have this electric bill here that I have an issue with, that I need another $20. Can I please speak to the chairman of the board? They say, sir, the chairman of the board is in Geneva right now meeting with the heads of the European Union. What are you talking about? What are you? Alkein tzrichin lo'olam lahamtik al yedei b'chinas sechel haproti. Therefore, usually, in most cases, when we want to solve problems, you go to the bank teller. You don't look for the manager and the chairman of the board. You go to the bank, to the Sechel HaProti. Shemekabel mi Sechel HaKloli. The bank teller isn't a bank. He's a worker. He's a simple worker. But he receives, he gets a drawer full of money every day from the bank manager, who gets it from the board, who gets it from, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Not trying to go directly to the Sechel HaKloli, so it shouldn't be you're trying to resolve a problem that needs a light bulb and you're bringing in a generator that's used to run a city, you know. Avol, however, Kishayesh Eis Rotzoin, there are these extraordinary times which are called Eis Rotzoin, a times when Hashem's heart opens up in a much bigger way than usual. Kimo Yom HaKippurim, such as Yom Kippur, for example, Oz Yochol HaKoyen Godol, then the Kohen Gadol, Shehu Bechinas Tzadik Hador, who is similar to, who is a concept of the Tzadik of the generation, Lichnois Lemekoim Kodshei Kodoshim Biatzmoi. That's the one day a year that the Kohen Gadol can go into the Holy of Holies to meet with the chairman of the board. Shehu Bechinas Sechel HaKoylel, Ulahamtik Kol HaTzimtzumim Vadinim, and to resolve all tzimtzumim, all judgments, all financial issues, Alidei Bechinas HaSeichel HaKoylel Biatzmoy, by connecting with the Seichel HaKoylel itself. Ki Legoydel Kedushas HaTzadik, because of the fact that the Tzadik is so holy and so great, Shehu Bechinas Kohen Gadol, he is like the Kohen Gadol. Ulegoidel Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, and because of the fact that we're dealing with the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which is so incredibly holy, Oz, on that day, Yesh Koyach Lekabel Mishom, it's possible for the Kohen Gadol or for the Tzadik Emes to be able to receive from the Seichel HaKoylel Al Yedei Koyach HaTshuva, through the power of tshuva, through the tshuva that the tzaddik and the whole community and the whole Klal Yisrael does on that day, that facilitates, that makes it possible for Yom Kippur to be so powerful, to be such an opportunity when Hashem opens the vault, not the little vault, not the baby vault in the branch, he opens the big vault in the main branch, and he says, what's needed here? $1 billion? Will $1 billion solve all the problems? Here you go. Here's $1 billion. Have a nice year. For us, hu alias hamalchus biatzmo. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Yom Kippur, the malchus itself, which represents all the millions and millions of tzimtzumim, the Malchus itself, Shubachinas Klolius HaTzimtzumim, which represents all the different Tzimtzumim, Oilo Ba'atzma, the Malchus itself rises up, Lebechinas Kodshei Kodoshim, to the Holy of Holies, Sheloy Alidei Bechinas HaSichliim HaProtiim, without going through the usual intermediaries, without having to deal with the Sichli and Protiim, but rather bypassing them completely and going straight up to the top. Va'oz nimtokim v'nezbatlim kol hadinim v'atzimtzumim b'hamtoko yisera. And then all the different types of problems, all the dinim, all the tzimtzumim are resolved with interest. Those the problems, all the different problems added up to $30 million. Hashem writes a check for $1 billion. How do you like that? Try that on for size. Ad shenizbatlim legamri, until all the tzimtzumim, all the problems, all the issues are resolved totally, all the sins are forgiven completely, completely. Bechinas hatzimtzumim, Vahalevushim Hagashmiim Biyoser. This refers to all the different tzimtzumim and all the materialistic things, even the most materialistic things, Shehem Haminolim, which are the shoes. The shoes are like the bottom of the bottom. You wear it on the bottom of your body, you wear it on your feet, and it's made out of leather animal skin. It represents the epitome of Gashmius, the most Megushim Dika thing. Even that gets resolved on Yom Kippur. And now Rav Nosson Sal clarifies that point. Ki tomid, because usually throughout the year, machmashetzrichen lekabel ho'er derech kama levushim v'tzimtzumim, because of the fact that we down here on earth have to receive the light from above, the light from Hashem, via all kinds of tzimtzumim, via all kinds of intermediaries, wires and roadways and highways that the light has to pass through. Kidei shelo yizgabru hasigim vaklipois, so that the klipois, the forces of the sitra achra, should not be able to get their hands on it in any way. Alidei ribuy or chas v'shalom kiyadua. We know the rule is that whenever there's a huge amount of light, usually it's very easy for it to be harmful and destructive rather than constructive. So therefore, throughout the year, Hashem doesn't pull out his cannon. He keeps his cannon in the closet. He keeps the $1 billion in the vault. Usually he's not throwing around $1 billion checks and things like that, because it would be ribuy oyer. It would throw the whole economy into a total frenzy. Al kein tzrichin levushin rabim v'gashmim b'yoser. Therefore, throughout the year, we need all kinds of levushim, all kinds of cloaks and tzimtzumim and ad shetzrichin lebechinas minolam, to the point where we even have to wear shoes. We even have to put shoes on our feet. Shehem tachlis hatzimtzumim, which represents the ultimate, the essence of tzimtzum. It's the exact opposite of light. Bechinas kosnos oyer. Oyer with an aleph is light. The opposite of that, the reversal of that, is oyer with an ayin, which is animal hide. An animal hide is like the most, you know, you can't eat it. You can't do it an animal hide, you know. You make shoes out of it, nothing else. You can't really get any normal, can't get a good steak out of it, can't, you know. So that's this kosnos oyer. Veheim shmira gedoilo neged haklipois. And these kosnos oyer, these garments of leather, the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when Adam HaRishon was created originally, his garments were made out of light, oyer with an aleph. As a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, Rachmona Litzlan, Hashem switched the oyer with an aleph to an oyer with an ayin, to leather, which was a major drop. And these garments of leather are a protection, neged haklipois, against the forces of the sitra achra, shelo yinkum min oyer, so that they should not be able to draw from the light. Ki haminolim, because the shoes, shehem tachlis ha-hislapshus va-tzimtzumim, which represent the lowest, lowest form of tzimtzum, of garment, heim choytzitzim bifneihem. They serve as a barrier to protect the person from the sitra achra. Where is the sitra achra? Where are the klipois? Downstairs, on the floor. When Hashem issued his curses, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem cursed Adam and Chava and the snake and the ground. Arura ha'adoma bavurecha. The earth is cursed. It's dirty. That concept. And therefore we need the shoes to protect us. A human being, a Jew, is a vessel for light, for Hashem's light. A Jew has a bris milah. A Jew has a brain. A Jew has a heart. A Jew is a vessel for Hashem's light. So we need to protect that light from the klipois, from the sitra achra, which are below us, which are on the ground, by wearing shoes, which serve as a barrier between us and the klipois. V'al kein be'emes b'chol hashonot tzrichim li zoher ma'oid, and this is why throughout the year, a Jew, an observant Jew, is careful to always be wearing shoes or slippers or sneakers. The barefoot stuff is not for nice Jewish kids, nice Jewish observant people. Rav Nosson uses the word tzrichen lizoher ma'oid, have to be extremely careful. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 129, a person should be willing to sell everything they own, v'yikach minolim l'raglov, in order to buy shoes for their feet. That's how critical it is to protect yourself from the tumah, from the tumah of the ground, the tumah of the klipois, the sitra achra, with shoes, via shoes. While we're on this point, an observant Jew does not walk around in socks, usually. The reason being, because that's what an ovel, when a person is in mourning, they can't wear shoes, they walk around in socks, and a person walking around in socks could chas v'shalom be inviting a mourning situation. So therefore, a religious Jew tries as much as possible to always be wearing shoes, slippers, sneakers, even when you're at home, that kind of thing. If it's more comfortable, shoes less comfortable, but to make sure the feet are covered. Person's in a swimming pool or something like that, that's something different. Person's going to the mikveh. Avol achshav b'yom ha-kippurim. However, now, when we're talking about Yom Kippur, she'oz ein la-ha-sotom shum shlita, which is when the Satan has no authority whatsoever. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara says that the word ha-Satan equals 364. There's 364 days a year that he's in business. There's one day a year that he's closed. He's out of business, and that's Yom Kippur. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, and the Zohar HaKodesh says, Koilo shato islei reshu lastune. Throughout the whole year, the Satan has permission to prosecute bar mehayoyma, with the exclusion of this day, Yom Kippur. Ki oz nizbatele sachiza sasitra achra vaklipois legamri. On Yom Kippur, the sitra achra and the klipois are closed down. They're out of order, out of business. Alkein, ein tzrichin oz min olim. That's why a Jew does not need shoes on Yom Kippur. Vegam osur lil boish min olim. Not only don't you need it, but it's forbidden to wear shoes on that day. Shehein b'chinas tzimtzumim hagashmiim b'yoser. Because we explained before that shoes represent the ultimate tzimtzum, the ultimate in garments, in the lowest type of garment, you know, a garment that's worn only on the feet, the bottom of the feet, and made from animal hide and everything. Ki achsho, because now on Yom Kippur, nizbatlu b'chinas tzimtzumim elu, these tzimtzumim all disappear. Bechinas min olim, it's like shoes. Legamri, they disappear completely. Ki bechinas malchus, klolius hatzimtzumim, oila biatzmo lebechinas kotshe kadoshim. Because we said the malchus, which is the boss of all tzimtzumim, which represents the umbrella, like over all tzimtzumim, the malchus itself goes upstairs, takes the elevator, and goes up, up, up to the kotshe kadoshim. It's not down there at all anymore. It goes up, v'yesh lo koyach lekabel oyer hagodol shel seichel hakoyel. And on Yom Kippur, the Malchus has the ability to receive that great light of the seichel hakoyel, ulahamtik kol hadinim, and to eliminate all din. Ad shenizbatlin legamri b'chinas min olim, to the point where all shoes disappear. Out of business, all shoe stores and shoe manufacturers, all gone. Shehein bechinas tachlis hatzimtzumim hagashmim. Because again, we said shoes represent the ultimate in gashmiyistik tzimtzum. It's brought, I remember Rav Rosenfeld saying, and it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that on Yom Kippur we say, the pasuk, ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, L'taher eschem mikol chatoiseichem, lifnei Hashem titoru. On this day, ki vayoyim hazeh, because on this day, yechaper aleichem, he will forgive you, mikol chatoiseichem, from all of your sins. Number one, we know usually the Gemara uses the terminology that Yom Kippur forgives, Yom Kippur itself forgives. So why doesn't it say, ki hayoyim hazeh, this day will atone for your sins? Why does it say, on this day, he's going to forgive? Who's the he? The answer is, the he is the man upstairs. We mentioned this many times, that in Hebrew, in Loshon Kodesh, you have ato, you, is Loshon Noichach. When I'm talking to somebody who I can see, somebody who's within my arena, I say you. When I'm talking about somebody who I can't see, somebody who's way, way up there, I can't see him, he's out of sight, I use the term he or she. So here the pasuk is saying, ki vayoyim hazeh, on this day, yechaper, he's going to forgive. Who's the he? the keser, the seichel hakoilo, the crown of Hashem. And that's why the pasuk continues, lifnei Hashem titoru. Before Hashem, you will be purified. The word titoru is bigematria keser, to show that that's what's happening on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we're all the way up there. We're going all the way to the tenth floor. Remember, Rosh Hashanah was Malchus. Rosh Hashanah was all about Hamelech, Hamelech. And during those 10 days, we climb the ladder till we get to Yom Kippur, which is Keser. And that's why on Yom Kippur, we don't say Nagdishach, we say Keser Yitnu Lecha. Because on Yom Kippur, that's the unique time when that Seichel HaKoilel is accessible. When the great Tzadikim, the Kohen Gadol, the Tzadik Emes, are able to go into the Holy of Holies and be able to draw the billion-dollar check, which can erase all debts, all problems, all issues. Now we go from the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom, in a sense. Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas chalitzas hamenolim b'tishabov. Yom Kippur is one of the happiest days of the year for the Jewish people. We know that the Shulchan Aruch says when a Jew leaves shul on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, he's supposed to have a big, big smile on his face. He's supposed to have complete confidence that Hashem has definitely written that check for the $1 billion, and he has definitely accepted our prayer and our fasting and all our struggle, you know, to atone, to forgive everything, and we go straight from Yom Kippur into Zman Simchasenu, into Sukkos, start building the Sukkah on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. The opposite of that on the Jewish calendar is Tisha B'Av, and we know Tisha B'Av also, you don't wear shoes. V'chein b'menuda. And so to a Jew who chas v'shalom crossed a red line, he committed such a terrible, terrible sin that the rabbis put him in cherem. They excommunicated the person. Also, does not wear shoe, must remove his shoes. V'ovel, and a Jew who lo aleinu chas v'shalom lost one of their close relatives, also no shoes. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki kemoi shebe'es rotzin, shebechinas yom ha-kippurim, oz tzrichen chalitzas min alayim, just as we learned earlier, that when there's an es rotzin, when Hashem is closest to us, when he shows us the greatest possible love, that's a time when we remove the shoes. Machma she'oz tzricho ha-malchus, b'chinas klolis ha-tzimtzumim, la'lois bi'atzmo, because that's a time when the malchus, which represents all the tzimtzumim, all the outstanding bills, the whole package goes upstairs, she'lo yal yidei b'chinas sichli impratim, without anybody writing any individual checks. There's no check for $50 and $500, $5,000, baloney. The Malchus goes all the way up, lebechinas seichel hakoilel, to the place where they don't write checks under $1 million. The smallest number they write is $1 million. Sheshom I efshar lalois b'minolim. And up there, you can't get in there with shoes on. Sheheim bechinas tzimtzumim, gashmiim b'yoser, which represent the ultimate in gashmiistik tzimtzumim, in small-mindedness. You know, shoes are all about small-mindedness. Kishom hu bechinas kosnos oyer ba'alef, because up there, they have a different version of the oyer. There, the oyer is not with an ayin. There, they spell the oyer with an aleph. Veloy kosnos oyer, not garments of leather, garments of skin, but rather garments of light. Not garments of leather. Shemichnas minolim. Shezeo bechinas, as the Gemara tells us, that there was a rabbi who was one of the greatest rabbis of all time. His name is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says his name wasn't really Rabbi Meir, his name was Rabbi Nahiroi. They called him Rabbi Meir because he lit up the eyes of all the rabbis. He was one of the closest students of Rabbi Akiva, and when Rabbi Akiva passed away, he told his students, Rabbi Meir is the one who takes over as Rosh Yeshiva after me. The Gemara says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was standing there, and he looked at Rabbi Akiva, incredulously, implying, what about me? And Rabbi Akiva said to him, you, only Hashem and I know your greatness, implying that you are on such a level, you are not a Rosh Yeshiva, you are not a rabbi for standard students. You're the one who's going to teach the commandos, the elite commandos, the people who are qualified to study Pnimiyah, the ultimate in Pnimiyah Satorah, the secrets of Torah, those are the ones who Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai studied with. But Rabbi Meir was the one who took over the leadership of the generation, in a sense, the leadership of the standard learning after Rabbi Akiva. And we know the Gemara says, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Whenever you have a Mishnah in Shas, and they don't say who authored it, you know it must be Rabbi Meir, because all the learning comes from him. So the Gemara says, B'toirosoi shel Rabbi Meir, in Rabbi Meir's Sefer Torah, Hoyokosuv kosnos or ba'alef. They didn't spell the word, when it writes about the garments that Hashem made for Adam and Chava, they didn't spell it with an ayin, meaning leather. In his Sefer Torah, it said kosnos or with an aleph, meaning garments of light. Machmashehu zocho lo'or ha'toyra b'sharosha, because Rabbi Meir was zoche to the light of the Torah from its source, from the chochmei lo, from the sechel ha'koilel. Ad she'talmidov lo'yhoyu yecholin lamoid al soif daitoy, to the point where the Gemara says that there were certain statements that Rabbi Meir made that his students couldn't figure it out. They couldn't make sense of it at all, as we'll see in a minute. Machmashezocho lebchina sechel hakoilel, because Rabbi Meir was one of those tzaddikim who was zoche to the sechel hakoilel, she'ief shalonu lavinoi, which we ordinary people have no chance in the world of understanding, of achieving. Vishom hu bechinas hatshuva, and up there in the Seichel HaKoilel, in Bina, up there, that's where tshuva is found, above the standard levels of Torah. Bechinas Yom HaKippurim, bechinas avoinois nishapchen l'schuyois. The Torah tells us that there's a level of holiness, there's a kind of detergent that is so big that it's not like standard Torah, it's above the Torah. It has the ability to take sins and convert them to mitzvahs. That's the level of tshuva, that's bina, that's seichel hakoilel, that's this super high lekeser. V'alkein hoyoimer kan ponim tohor v'kan ponim tomei. This is why the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir was able to give 150 reasons to prove why a certain thing should be kosher, should be toher, pure, and he was able to give another 150 reasons to show why it's treif, why it's not kosher. Now, what do you do when a rabbi can do that? What do you do when he can give you 150 reasons to show you that it's kosher, 150 reasons to... So what is it? K'mo Yisham Rabbi Zainasal, as the Gemara says, that's the level that Reb Meir was on. Because Rabbi Meir was one of those tzaddikim who had the ability to go up to the Seichel HaKoilel and convert tumah into tara, convert sins into mitzvahs. Because he went up to that incredible high place where that can be done. Shibchinas Seichel HaKoilel, b'chinas Yom HaKippurim. Vishom nizbatlin bechinas kosnasoir. And there, those garments of leather are eliminated completely. They don't exist. Shem bechinas minolim, which are the shoes. So that's Yom Kippur. That's this tikkun, you know, this seichel hakoilel, this incredible level of kindness of Hashem that's displayed on Yom Kippur. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Kemoikein lehefech. And we have the exact opposite side of the coin. Now take the coin and turn it over. B'Tisha B'Av, on the day of Tisha B'Av, She'oz hoya churban Beis HaMikdash, which is when the Beis HaMikdash, which had that Holy of Holies in it, was destroyed. Shehu klolius kol hakedushos, v'kol hasichlim protiim. The Beis HaMikdash represents all different flavors of holiness, and all the sichli and protim, all the different vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, these, the kelim, the different kelim, was all examples of these sichli and protim. Shekulam nechrevu v'niskalkalu, all of them were destroyed and messed up al yidei avoinos Yisrael, through our sins. V'loy nishar kiyim b'chinas seichel ha-koilel. And the only thing that remained, the Romans were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, everything. They were able to destroy all the kelim and everything, but they were not able to destroy the seichel ha-koilel, sheshom ein pegam magia. Because sin, Tuma, Sitra Achra, Goyim have no access to that. The Seichel HaKoilel is way out of their reach. That's a level of holiness, of spirituality, that they have no access to. Aval, however, Yefshe Lekabel Mimenu, Machmas Riboyor. However, when we are in a state of impurity, when we're in a state of sin, and we're not good boys, then obviously we cannot receive from the Seichel HaKoilel because it's too much light. We're blind. We're in darkness. We're in a state of darkness that we created. We closed all the lights by going against the Torah and everything. The Torah is light. We closed all the lights. So you're going to take a blind person, you're going to shine a spotlight on him, you're going to give him Seichel HaKoilel? Impossible. V'alkein be'emes oz u'bechina shviras kelim. And that's why Tisha B'Av, or times like that, are a time of shviras kelim, when all the vessels were broken. Shehu ba'atzmoy b'chinas churban beis hamikdash v'kelim. That's the concept of the destruction of the beis hamikdash, was a vessel for Hashem's light. And it had in it all kinds of vessels. This mizbeach and that mizbeach. And shekol ha-beis hamikdash v'kelim hoyu b'chinas kelim v'tzinoirois lahamshich chiyus. Because the Beis HaMikdash and all of its vessels were all examples of vessels and pipes through which we were able to draw spiritual energy and life, v'ham tokois, and sweetening of din, mi sechel ha-koilel, from upstairs, from that highest level of light, mibchinas kodshei kodoshim, from the Holy of Holies. V'achshov, however, now, as a result of us going way off track, nishbar v'nechrav ha-koil, everything was destroyed. V'oz ein yoinkim kiyim b'chinas ha-seichel ha-koil b'atzmoy, and therefore, since all the vessels and pipes were destroyed, the only possible place that we can draw from, that we can receive from, is the seichel ha-koil, is the top floor. V'afal pi she'yef she'linoik menu. And even though we just said before that we can't receive from there, machmas ribuyor, because it would blind us, it's too much light, we've created a state of darkness. We destroyed the Torah, we went again, we got rid of all light, so now you're going to shine a spotlight on us? Shegoyrim shviras kelim. We know when you try to put a blast of high light on a person who's in total darkness, that'll cause total destruction. Shemishom achizas haklipois chashon, which is what gives strength to the klipois. So therefore, be'emes, the truth is, ein yoinkim imenu kiim me'at de'me'at betachlis hatzimtzum vahelam vastora. You're right. We can't receive a normal portion from that Seichel HaKoilel, because that would blow us away completely. You know what they do? They give it to us in an eyedropper. On times like Tisha B'Av, when a person's in a state of Yerida, when a person committed terrible sins and he's in a state of total darkness, and he has violated the entire Torah, so you're right, he can't get light from the Torah, he's got to go above the Torah. He can't get 1,000-watt bulbs, he needs to receive from billion-watt bulbs. But he don't get no billion watts. He gets 1 watt at a time from there. He gets it in an eyedropper, the tiniest, with incredible tzimtzum and haloma, in incredible hidden ways. Aval, however, I'll call upon him, after all of that is said and done, ma'at hachius sheyesh lohoilam, the little bit of spiritual energy that the world has, kedei sheyiskayim velo yechorev legamri b'tishav bo v'eschur meis mikdosh, that one little light bulb, you know, in shul on Tisha B'Av, they turn off the lights and they leave one light on, like to leave a little bit of light. So that little bit of light that remains active on Tisha B'Av, because all the other lights have been shut down completely because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash and everything, that little bit of light, churak mebechinas hakedusho hu elyoino halemes. You need to know, if you trace the wire, you're going to see that wire don't go to Malchus or Yesoid or Chesed. That wire goes all the way up to the Keser, to the top floor. Mebechinas kedusho hu elyoino halemes. It goes up to the highest kedusha, which is the hidden kedusha. The Keser is called Hastora, the hidden light. Shehu bechinas ha-seichel ha-koilel. That's the seichel ha-koilel, bechinas kodshei kodoshim, the holy of holies. Ukemuvon bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos. As Rabbeinu Zal explains to us in many different chapters of Likut Imran, shebe'eis toikef shlitas ha-sitra achra, that during those times when the sitra achra, the forces of tumah and evil, are most powerful, dahainu betoikef hagolus, meaning, for example, when we are in the worst, in the deepest trouble, when we're in the deepest exile, betoikef hayerido shel nefesh miYisrael, when a Jewish soul goes down to the bottom, it's close mamish to the bottom, kishenoifel moid chas v'shalom, v'sitra d'mesoav chas v'shalom, when a person falls way down into tuma, oz daika eino yochel lekabel chius mishum kedusha protius. During those times, that person cannot receive spiritual energy, spiritual life, from any standard sources, from a seichel proti, from standard Torah or things like that. The only ones who can rescue the person in that kind of situation is the top of the top. You need kedusha elyona, the highest level of kedusha. Shehi yecholo lehisalem ulehisoser gam bemekoymos hatmeim lagamri. That highest kedusha has the ability to hide itself, to shrink itself, and to hide itself and go into the worst tumei places, into the most severe tuma, ulahachyos hanoiflem lesham chas v'shalom, and rescue and save and give life to those who find themselves in those low places. We know, again, lahavdil, when people are going in a war, there's a war, there's soldiers, there's infantry, there's navy, there's air force, there's all the standard units. We know that when soldiers are taken into captivity, when it's not just regular, when they are taken behind enemy lines, and they are all the way deep into enemy territory, you ain't going to send no infantry or no regular Navy guy to rescue them. There's 1 in 100,000. There's elite units that have been trained to be totally different. These aren't soldiers. These are 1 in 1,000,000, where each one of them is like a whole army. Those are the guys where they send a team of those people. When it came to Entebbe, things like that, they sent a team of the top people, the most qualified. They're the only ones who are qualified to figure out how to go into enemy, 1,000 miles into enemy territory, go into their airport, and they know their whole airport, and they studied all, and be able to go in there, blow up the whole air, rescue them, bring them back. That whole thing, that had the only ones who could pull that off are the elite, obviously with Hashem's help, obviously. Bebechinas, Rav Nosson Zal gives us another example. V'ovarti beretz Mitzrayim. Just like Hashem says, that when the Jews were in Egypt, after having lived among the Goyim, the lowest Goyim of the world, the Egyptians, for 210 years, in Ervas Oretz, in filth, in Mitzrayim, the filth of Mitzrayim, 49 levels of Tumah, when it came to getting us out of there, Hashem said, I didn't send no infantry. I didn't even send no commandos. I had to go there myself. The Ovarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem said, I passed through the land of Egypt. Ani v'loy malach. I and no malach, no sorof. I myself had to go in there to save you. Shebe'eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, shoya malaya gilulim v'tinufim, which was full of every kind of idol worship and filth. V'Yisrael hoyu meshukoyim sham b'memteh shari tuma. And the Jews were steeped in the filth, in the 49th level of impurity. Oz daika loyhoyo lehem chius kiyim yashem yisborach bi'atzmai kanal. Then we couldn't receive spiritual energy from no malach or no sorof, no malach memtes, no. Our energy had to come from the top of the top of the top. Only from Hashem Yisborach himself, Kav Yochel. Shu b'chinas kedusha el yoyna ma'oi. That's the highest kedusha. B'chinas seichel ha'koylo v'kanal. U'kemevura b'hatoyro v'yoyim habikurim. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this, in chapter 56 in Likut Imran, when he speaks about hastoro shebetoich hastoro, that when a person falls to a level, that the fact that Hashem is hidden from him, that fact is hidden. He don't even know that he don't know. He's so messed up. Ayin Shom, look in that chapter on Likut Imran, v'chein muvan emavur batar al posik v'aye hasel oila, and also in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 12, the Torah aye, ayin Shom, look over there, shezehu b'chinas yerida tachlis hu'aliyah. This is the concept of a person who falls. He goes down, far down, and the only way, the only savior from him is from the tachlis hu'aliyah. The only thing that can save him is somebody from the top, top floor coming down to rescue him. Ayin Shom, look in those chapters in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, v'zehu b'chinas chalitzas hamenolim b'tisha b'av. Now you'll understand why we don't wear shoes on Tisha B'av, just like we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur, which is the opposite, the exact opposite of Tisha B'av. V'chein b'menuda, and so to a Jew who has gone so far down that a decision had to be made to excommunicate him. Nobody can go near him, chas v'shalom. Va'ovel, or a Jew lo aleinu, who's in a state of mourning. Shekulam b'chino achas. All three of these are in a similar situation. Shemachmas toikef hasitra achra, v'hadinim v'sitra demoisa, because of the fact that these three are in a situation where the sitra achra, the midas hadin, death is hovering over them. They're in that kind of situation, oz chas v'shalom ayidei churban beis hamikdash, and on Tisha B'Av we have this situation as that resulted in the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Shehu bechinas bitul upegam hasichli im protim kanal, which represents the total wipeout of all the sichli im protim. V'chein menuda, and so to a person who is in cherem, she'ovar al mitzvois ha-Torah, whereby he violated the mitzvahs of the Torah, shehu gamkein b'chinas pegam ha-sichli protiim, which is also an example of a total disconnect from the sichli protiim. It's brought that the word cherem, which means excommunication, is bigamatria 248. To show that this person has disconnected himself from all 248 positive mitzvahs of the Torah. V'chein ovel, and so to, as Rav Nosson Zal discussed this earlier in paragraph 19, v'chein ovel, and so to the case of a person who is in mourning, sheniftar nefesh mi'Yisrael, whereby a Jewish soul, a Jewish life has left the world, shehu b'chinas eitza v'seichel proti. And we learned earlier that each and every single Jew represents a package of seichel, a package of eitza. So therefore, in any of these circumstances, Al kein oz yefshe lekabel mishum kedusha proteus. That's what makes it impossible for us to receive light from the standard sources, which are the kedusha proti, the sechel proti. Why? Because all of these situations are situations where the sitrachra is extra powerful. And therefore, if we go to our standard sources, they'll blow us away. They'll chop our heads off. Al kein therefore, yefsher lekabel chiyus, kiyim mikedusho helyoino biatzma. Therefore, these people who are in such a low place, they're all the way down, they're in mourning, they're in Tisha B'Av, they're in Cherem, these people can only receive from the highest, highest Kedusha. Mebchina Seich la'koyel bi'atzmoi, however, bederech he'elem v'hastora, betachles ha'tzimtzum. However, it has to be done in the most hidden, secretive way. Those rescue missions, the whole possibility of their success is dependent on their hiddenness, that nobody knows about it. They got to go below the radar, right? If they can be detected in any way, all finished, all over. V'alkein ozu gamkein chalitzas menolim kemoi b'yom kippurim. Now you could understand, Yom Kippur is the highest aliyah, Tisha B'Av is the lowest yerida. They both work the same way. They both require removing the shoes. Because in both situations, the person is going to have to receive from the top of the top. Ki b'chol eis, she'tzrichen lekabel b'b'chinas ha'kedusha al-yoyna, because any time that an individual Jew or Klal Yisrael has to receive from that top floor, mibechinas seich la'koel bi'atzmoi, oz tzrichim bechinas chalitza semenalom. That's a time for removal of shoes. Rak shebiyom kippurim, however, again, it's not the same. On Yom Kippur, oilin l'shom machmas goydel ho'es rotzayin shemeiroz. On Yom Kippur, we have the ability to go up to the penthouse, to go up to the top floor, because it's such an incredible Eis Rotzayin, because Hashem is so close to us, and He's in love with us. He is so close because of 10 days of Tshuva, and Rosh Hashanah, and the Tzaddik, and the Kodesh Kod, all of that. Machmas Goydel Koyach HaTshuva Shel Yisrael, because of the incredible effects of the Tshuva of all of Klal Yisrael. Remember, on Rosh Hashanah, everybody goes to shul. Even those people who didn't go all year round, everybody comes to do tshuva. V'oz mekablim ho'or b'shefa godol. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, we receive the light by the billions. U'mamtikim kol hadinim. And it eliminates, it sweetens all judgments. Ki oz hu b'chinas yoim kippurim. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, in the Chumash, it's not called Yom Kippur, it's called Yom Kippurim, plural. Train, double. Shehamalchus mischaberes im habino yachad. The two heys in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the last hey, which represents Malchus, and the first hey, which represents Bina, both of them get together on Yom Kippur. The Malchus, the lower hay, has permission and has the ability to go to bypass the Vav in a sense and go all the way up to that top hay. Shehu b'chinas kodesh kodoshim, which represents Holy of Holies. Aval b'tisha B'Av, whereas on Tisha B'Av, it's the opposite, it's the exact opposite situation. Machmas b'chinas hayerida, because we are so far down, shemachmas churban beis hamikdash pegama sichliim, whereby as a result of the destruction of the beis hamikdash and all the sichliim protium got destroyed, oz yoyredes hamalchus, then the malchus goes down into exile, vaoz tzricho habino shibachanas kodesh kadoshim leireid ima. And then the Bina, which is the Seichel HaKoilel, which is the Kodesh Kadoshim, has to go out. has to go downstairs, has to take the elevator down into the Sitra Achra, kedei lahachyoisam nefilosa, in order to revive the Malchus from its terrible fall. So it shouldn't fall out completely to a point of no return. Chas v'shalom. Shezeh bechinas. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says in Megillas Rus. It speaks about Nomi and Rus, and it says that at one point in time, Orpa, Rus's sister, left. She went back to the Goyim, but Rus said to Nomi, I ain't leaving no matter what. Wherever you go, I go. Where you sleep, I sleep. Where you die, I die. So the pasuk says, "Vatelachno shtehen yachdov." The two of them went together. Rus is the Malchus. From Rus came David HaMelech. Nomi represents Bina. The word Noyam means sweetness. The word Noyam Hoelyoin is used as a nickname for Bina, Keser, Seichel HaKoilel is called Nomi, this ultimate sweetness. This is why we say in Tehillim, Acha Shaltim Eis Hashem, Lachsois Ben Noyam Hashem, Ulevaker Beheicholoi. Heichal is Malchus, Heichal is Begematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Malchus. Noyam Hashem is Bina, the Kesa, the Sechel HaKoilel. And the Pasuk says there, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachdov. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Shtehen is Shtehen. The two Heys walk together. Nomi and Rus, the upper Hey and the lower, the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina went together. So on Tisha B'Av, we reach such a low level that the Bina has to come downstairs, all the way down, to meet the Malchus, to be able to bring it back up. Train Hayin Kachoda, the two Hays like one. Shezeu Bechinas, this is why it says in Echo, Bochoi Sivke Balayla. We know Hashem don't stutter. When it says a word twice, there's a reason for it. It says, Bochoi Tivke, she cries. There's two cries. There's Bina and Malchus. The two Shechinas are both crying. Shtei Bechiyos. Al Shtei Churbonim. Over the two Churbons. Al Yerushalayim Shalmala. VeYerushalayim Shalmata. The Yerushalayim upstairs in heaven, which is the Bina, which is the Seichel HaKoilel, and the Yerushalayim Shalmata. Shehu Bechinas Mashe Seichel HaKoilel Bechinas Bina Tzorech Lehis'aleim Bagolus. This is the secret where that upper Shechina, the Bina, has to go into hiding during the time that we are in exile. Lahachyois Bechinas HaMalchus, Klol Yisoylam, Klol Yisatzintzumim, in order to send light, in order to rescue the Malchus, the Bina has to be undercover. It's got to be hidden under the radar to give life to the Malchus, which is Klol Yisoylam, Klol Yisatzintzumim, which represents the whole world, all the different tzimtzumim, ki efshalo lekabel kiyim ebechinas kedusha aliyona biatzma, because the Malchus, when it is in such a low state, when it's at the bottom of the bottom, it cannot receive standard medicine. It can only receive light from the top of the top, from the highest kedusha. V'alkein, oz hu gamkein bechinas chalitza samenolim. And that's why we remove the shoes on Tisha B'Av also. Machmash shema'at hachiyus, because the little bit of light that we have on Tisha B'Av, you know where it's coming from? From the top floor, from the keser, from the bina. Rak mi seichel ho'elyon ha'koilel, shubhinas kedusha al yoinam oid. Shemishom daiko mekablem chiyus behelem godoil. It's from the top floor that we receive this light, this energy. However, it's very hidden. It's covered up in a million coverings when we're in this state of Yerida in Golos. Therefore, that's also a time for removing the shoes. Kishom bebechinas kedusha al yoinanal, because when we're dealing with that high light, that light of Seichel HaKoilel, Tzrichin Chalitzas Menolim, you got to remove your shoes then. acts bebchinas as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came to the site of the burning thorn bush, shal no'olecha me'al raglecha, remove the shoes from your feet, ki hamokim asher ata oimed olov at maskoy the shoe, because this site where you are standing now is a very holy site, very holy place. We'll hold it over here for now. Really?